Welcome to another edition of the broadcast, and I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we actually did get some messages, I believe, on the Instas.
We did. We got one from Steven. He says,
Steven,
I appreciate the shout out on last week's podcast. As a poly person, I really appreciate how you two talk about it in a normal and positive way. I know it's not either of your cup of tea, which is totally awesome as well. I support people being in mutually supportive relationships, however that looks. Plus, I agree with Thrill on the old bang buddy topic. Us Steves are pretty smart.
And that was going back to the idea of, or there's a, somebody wrote in that their buddy wanted to bang their old bang buddy or date or whatever. And it's like, okay, should I say yes, even though I don't want that drama? Should I say no? Will I look petty? And if I do say yes, should I tell my fiance about it? If this person's going to be coming around that we banged? And that was the idea.
Yes. And speaking of that person, we got a message from Tawanda. Hi, ladies. I'm a guy. There are guys named Tawanda. Thank you for letting me know that.
Yep. I've never heard that name. That's a really
cool
name.
I've never either. I know. Yeah. I love it. And I thought it could go either way.
Right.
This discussion opened my eyes. I put past relationships on my relationship with my fiance. She has never put drama in our relationship. I should have trusted her. Thrill sealed the deal or whatever when he said, if you cannot talk to her, what are you doing? So I told her what was happening and she was fine with it. So my friend got the go ahead from me. Thanks, ladies.
Yeah, feel free to let us know if anything happens. And
yeah, it sounds like he gave the approval and now his buddy is going to be banging or dating his ex. And so hope that turns out well.
Yeah, like how, like, I mean, it would be pretty cool if that were to happen. Like, let's say he does fall in love with her and they get married and like there's no drama. And
yeah.
it all just kind of works out. Cause I feel like as people say, like, oh, you know, the world is so big. But in reality, I feel like it's so much smaller, especially like hanging out, like, for example, Seattle. It's huge, but it's really tiny. Like, I know a lot of people, and then you find out, like, oh, wait, you dated this person, too, or you know this person, too, that you would have not assumed would have been a thing.
Well, especially, Vicky, if you've slept with a lot of people, you're going to have a lot of Eskimo sisters out there.
Yes, it's like, that's what happens when you dated a lot of musicians.
Yeah, you've dated a lot of other whores, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, if everyone's cool with it.
Because at the end of the day, it's like, it's not like old-timey days. Like, I've been with guys who get all butthurt. If one guy in particular, he was really, really fun. He was a weird combo of very confident and had very low self-esteem.
Oh, okay. Maybe like a lot of fake confidence.
Like he's like, I know my worth. I'm not going to be treated badly. But at the same time, he constantly needed validation. And I would give it to him because I'm like, oh, I understand needing validation. But it was so much that
yeah.
I was like, I don't know how else to explain to you that. Like, I'm trying to give you validation. You're not accepting the validation. I don't know what to do.
It was exhausting for you.
It was very exhausting. So whenever I'd be like, oh, you know what? I kind of like doing this, like trying to communicate what kind of things I like in, you know, in the boudoir.
In the bedroom.
And he's like, oh, well, where'd you learn that from? It's like,
oh, gosh.
Like, you can tell, like, yes, I have slept with other people before you. I know you have, too.
Oh, I hate that.
Or even there was one occasion where I took, like, a booty shot.
Yeah.
And, like, I know how to take booty shots because it's my best feature. You got to learn.
Well, and he was like, how do you learn how to take those?
Well, no.
Who have you sent those to?
No, he was like, oh, that's a really good picture. Who took it? I'm like, it was me. I took it. And I'm like, I wish somebody else was here so I could show you how I take this picture. Like, I have to arch my back and totally just kind of
Did he believe you?
I don't think he did.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I mean. Like,
Yeah.
Like, but sometimes, like, you end up, what was it? Like, one of my friends, like, I'm still really good friends with him and he's married now. Like, it's fine. Like,
I mean, if you're okay with it, then you're okay with it. I'm not okay with it. I wouldn't want. And I don't think my boyfriend would be okay with it. Like his, you know, because there is that Eskimo sister, Eskimo brother. Like, I know that you've slept with this. So to me, it makes me uncomfortable, you know, but if everyone in the party is cool with it.
And I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying, you know what, this makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like having this person around and you are allowed to say that. And I don't think it makes you look bad.
Some people would disagree, but
I try to be more.
Or they would think like, oh, they're still feeling. But I just think it would be like, uncomfortable.
It's just awkward for some people.
Like, yeah, but if everyone's cool with it, then do it.
Cool.
Why not?
I think I have a problem. And it's, again, kind of that weird line where it's like, well, I don't have feelings for this person. But if I was, like, genuinely in love with somebody and then a close friend starts either banging or dating them, then that's where it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. See, that feels weird. That's still uncomfortable.
But if it's somebody that I hooked up with once or twice, I'm like, oh, yeah, have fun.
Yeah, go for it.
Because, like, that's
he was not that great.
Or, like, I dated a guy in high school, like, right, like, for prom and stuff, senior year. And I met him through my best friend. And she, years later, ended up going out with him. But she asked me first. She's like, hey, because I even made that joke. I'm like, you guys are such good friends. You guys should date. I was never in love with the guy. Like, it was only, like, 2-3 months that we dated. Like, second person I had ever had sex with. Like, it was...
Yeah, it wasn't... You weren't, like, still, like I wasn't feeling for him.
No. Like, and it was really... It was a weird... It took many, many months, but it was... He was my rebound. Like, the first guy I ever dated after, like, your first love.
Totally.
So, but, like, it's... It was special in that sense, but after that, I was like, no.
That's nice that your friend at least asked your permission, though, first.
Right. I'm like, I wasn't in love with him. Go for it.
Yeah.
I think if I was in love with him, I'd be like,
That's a tough one.
That's tougher. All right, Sarah. So, I have a few things that I've been wanting to read and talk about them on the podcast.
Okay.
I don't know which one to go with first.
Oh, we have options.
So, I have a Facebook marketplace type story that's like, it's in England and it's hilariously bad.
Drama. Oh.
We also have Am I the A-Hole?
Oh, I love those.
There's two Am I the A-Holes. There's one about neighbors. There's one about husbands acting weird. And the other one, we'll do for another day. So, like a Facebook market drama.
Let's do that one.
Okay, cool.
I'm already deciding.
Okay, sounds good. So this was on Twitter and it was screenshot it and I read it and I was in for a wild ride.
Oh, screenshots. Don't we just love them?
And it starts with this woman named Lisa, and she made a post in like a swap or sell kind of group. So you have your marketplace, but then you can also have groups like within like your neighborhoods or nearby like counties or whatever, where you can swap, sell, buy stuff. And
okay.
So she's selling for £350 an engagement ring.
Oh, how much that in American money? Do we know?
Hold on.
£350. Because £350 doesn't sound like that much if it was like $350.
Uh-huh. Let's see. It's about $468.
Okay, so it's about $468.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's say it's like let's say they bought the ring for the person about it for like $1,000, you know, selling it for half off ish.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
I don't
not
know
bad much. For an engagement ring.
So it says engagement ring worn for 9 months, size whatever it was.
Worn for nine, okay.
Very pretty. Oh no, it did cost $500 from £500, so it's about $600-something.
All right, so she's knocking it down like a few hundred.
Yep. Open to sensible offers. And somebody asks, "Why are you getting rid of it?" And mind you, again, England.
Hello.
And I'm not going to do the accent.
Do it. I was about to ask. Will you do it in your accent? Why are you getting rid of it? Wow, that was so bad.
Well, Pam, I met this bloke about 3 years ago and thought he was really nice. Big, soft giant, been hurt and cheated on, blah, 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 was going to make me happy and all that bollocks. So I thought I'd give it a try and be the naive, vulnerable person I am. And not realizing everything he was saying had happened to him is actually what's going on with his ex-wife.
What?
So it wasn't that it happened to him. It was what he was doing to his ex-wife. And before that, the mother of his children. I'm a mug, Pam, which I'm guessing like means adult or dumbass. I really am. Anyway, get back to the story. So I meet this bloke. Don't find him physically attractive that much, but a nice person. Again, wrong. So fast forward a year, he proposes to me on a holiday to Egypt, which was really nice and all, but I knew then it wouldn't have ever happened because he repulsed me so more than attracted me. And I actually said to my daughter the day before that I would die if he proposed to me on this holiday. And F my life, he did it.
Why'd you say yes?
Anyways, I had to say yes because we were in a restaurant full of people. All the tables, all the tables decorated, and about 10 Egyptians stood around the table waiting to do this traditional Egyptian dance thing.
Whoa.
The ring's already inside a glass of champers.
In a glass of champers.
Champers. Which I really wish I took the risk of choking on it, to be honest. It's all too late, and I'm in too deep, Pam. My daughter's white, like, face was white. My other daughter's crying. I'm crying through despair, not happiness. Little did I know. It's all gone too far, Pam, and I couldn't say no then. I could I? Anyways, fast forward again a few months, and he's already had 7 birds behind my back. And one was actually a prosy, so I can't say he actually did cheat, but he did try.
7 birds? Like 7
chicks.
Like 7 laid
girls.
Up?
Ladies.
Wanting, he was going to sleep with 7 other ladies?
Yeah, I don't know what a prosy is. Hold
a prosy? No. Also, I like how Pam just asked one simple question and this girl's giving...
Oh, prostitute.
Oh, a prosy.
A prosy. Okay. Yeah, no, I love this. This is why I say
she's giving her whole life story.
Right. So...
Right.
So he tried to bang 7 chicks.
And
6 of them said no, but the one that did have sex with him was a prostitute.
Oh, this guy's great.
Can't really say he did cheat, but he did try. So by now, I'm really not feeling it. So I'm thinking, just get past Christmas. The next freaking thing, we've booked a New York trip and I'm trapped again. At least he can't propose on this one, though. So a week before New York, we have a massive row and the horrible fat bastard strangles me on bed midway through an argument.
What?
Oh, and he just admitted to stealing over $50,000 out of my dad's bank account.
What?
Mm-hmm.
How did he have access to your dad? Wow, this is who's a got, lot.
Yeah, who's got dementia so bad that the poor old sod, he didn't even know what a bank account is anymore. So I'm at the end of my rope by then, Pam. I really am. Proper and had enough, babe. Anyways, fast forward again to 4 weeks ago. I won in court for trying to kill me, blip, and got him a nice electronic ankle bracelet to wear. And I thought, you know, what now? It's definitely over, and I still got this effing ring I wish I'd choked on. It's Christmas, and I'm a single mom. I work part-time as a nurse, and I'm effing... I don't know what skint means. Freaking British people and their words.
Maybe she's just over it.
Oh, having a little or no money available.
Oh, okay, or poor.
Yeah, being freaking poor. Where was I?
Skint.
So let's sell this little beauty. I mean, it's the only an investment for him, really, as a woman, are just there to feed us and pay his bills. So I might as well get some dollar back and have a banging Christmas dinner, Pam. Might even buy me a sense of nice pair of shoes, too, so I can walk away from this next fast bastard who tries to ruin my life. Oh, he's moved on too, Pam. He's got a new bill payer now, so it's definitely, definitely not needed. So why am I getting rid of it, Pam? Hope that answers your question.
Sweet baby Jesus, that definitely answered all the questions,
Lisa,
I feel like.
Lisa. Awesome.
Did Pam ever respond?
I don't think so. Not in the screenshot, but I'm looking at the person who posted this on Twitter. And so apparently this had so many likes that somebody actually, like, I think... Someone's like, hey, what's your PayPal? We want to send so you can have a nicer Christmas dinner.
Oh.
So people have been sending posts. Like, I don't have a Twitter, but that's amazing. Thank you for sharing it with me. You have a wonderful Christmas. And then gave her PayPal. If you guys really want to send her some money for PayPal, it's lrc@live.co.uk.
That's really sweet that people are doing that. That is, wow, she's had quite the... Quite the past year. How do you feel about selling engagement rings, like, if they broke it up? Like, how do you feel about that? Like, on the marketplace or going to, like, a pawn shop or...
Do you mean,
or do you, like think you should, like, give the ring back? Like, not necessarily in this scenario, but, like, in any scenario.
Because
at first, that's what I thought this story was going to go down that road of, like, someone giving her crap for selling her engagement ring. Yeah.
I think... For one, it's like it's a gift to you. I think I would not want it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want it at all.
You don't want to collect them if you had multiple, all your engagement rings.
Treat them like freaking Thanos' gloves.
Yeah.
Like collect all the different jewels. all the Infinity Stones. But I am really weird with like juju and stuff like that. Like
bad vibes.
Bad vibes with rings. Like I had an ex-boyfriend who still had like the ring he was gonna give an ex-girlfriend, and the only reason he kept it was he never gave it to her. And he kept it because he was still making payments on it.
And then did he try to give it to you?
No. He's like, okay. Well, if you want it. I'm like, I don't want it. For one, it's definitely not my taste. It's gaudy as hell.
Yeah.
Because he made it in her taste.
Well, and he got it for not you. That's
exactly.
Weird.
Exactly. And that's what I said. Like, and I told him, like, just get the amount of money. Like, he ended up selling it for how much he had left to pay on it.
Oh,
because it was
okay.
A custom ring. So it cost a decent chunk of change, especially for somebody that was not good with money, which he was not.
That's why he probably didn't care how much it costs.
Exactly. He, oh, the stories I can tell you about this guy. Anywho, but he's like, hey, do you want to look at it? I'm like, I'll look at it, but I'm not touching it.
It's you're like that crazy about it.
Yeah. Or even when friends like get engaged and they're like, they have their engagement ring. They're like, oh, do you want to try it on? I'm like, no.
Really?
I don't want to like jinx it for you. I don't know why. Like, I think it's because I saw this movie where I think it was a pregnant woman and she was on like, there's two pregnant women on a train. I think it might have been a Brendan Fraser movie, and there was the train crashes. And so she's like, oh, do you want to try my wedding ring on or my engagement ring? You know, we're about to have a baby. And it's like, I think it was in my husband's family or something. She's like, oh, no, it's bad luck. She's like, oh, I don't believe in that. And so the woman tries it on, and then the train crashes. Oh. Or the train crashes.
Train crashes.
Train crashes. And they, when she wakes up, they think that that's the wife that they were on their way to meet her, the family of the dude.
Oh.
Of the husband. And so they thought that was the wife because she had the ring on.
Weird.
So that's where that movie came from. But I was just like, ever since I saw that, too, it's like, that's bad juju.
So you'll never try on someone else's ring.
Engagement ring. And I never was like, I always thought that with wedding rings. My friend's like, oh, it doesn't count once they're married. I'm like, all right. Because she's like, try it on like to see. And I'm like, okay.
Like, you're, like,
I tried
scared it the whole time.
But I didn't try it on my left hand. I tried it on my right hand.
Oh, okay. So not the actual like, ring finger.
Yep, my wedding ring finger. I tried it on my right hand.
So you would sell yours or would you give yours back to the dude?
I think it also depends on how we broke up. If it was something like this, I'm like, I'm getting money for this. Like,
yeah.
We're just going to call this a truce. If it was something like, you know what, I'm sorry I said yes. I don't think I'm in love with you like I thought, or I don't think this is going to work. I'd give it back.
Yeah.
Like if it was in good terms or if I decided I didn't want to get married.
That's very nice of you.
I'd give it back. What would you do?
I don't know. I used to think I would always just give it back, mm-hmm. just give everything back. But if it was like a bad breakup or like he was cheating on me or mm-hmm. something, I could totally see like the savage part of me being like, screw you and selling it. But I don't know. Depends how much. And sometimes there is that fine line between, yes, it was a gift, but then also the guy got it. So I wouldn't want that messy drama mm-hmm. if they really wanted it either. But yeah, I don't know. But then I'm also like, I get why she said yes. If in Egypt, they have this mm-hmm. whole elaborate, like 10 people, Egypt people like, waiting to dance. And everyone's dance. Like, that's amazing. But also, you should have said no.
Oh,
but could you imagine being like around all those people and then that person saying no? Like in your mm-hmm. old roommates when we did that whole flash mob,
right.
That's how he proposed to his girlfriend. Could you imagine if she said, and there were how like 100 people,
yes.
Hundreds of people just watching.
Because there was other events going on then.
It was too. At Westlake Center. Mm-hmm. So people were watching and filming. And then could you imagine if she just said no?
How awkward would that be? It would be hilarious. One, because they had already, the reason he did that was because they wanted to be together. And so they're like, okay, well, we have to start the marriage process. So technically, like once they started the paperwork for her to become like come back here to the United yeah. States, it's like, I guess we're engaged now, technically, because that's what they started the process. So he's like, I never really got to propose. So that's why he did it then. Even though they were already technically engaged, he never really got to propose.
Yeah, the whole like big deal with mm-hmm. getting on one knee and having the ring.
Which was very much him. That's yeah. a very, like, I'm like, this is very much for you.
She looked like she liked it, though.
She
but it would have been so funny. Or if, like, it wasn't them and it was a different couple, and then the person just said no, and you're like, don't clap, don't applaud.
I'm sure you can find those Google, you can YouTube those videos, and I really don't want to because I think my heart would break for those people.
For that one person who proposed. It'd be so awkward.
I'm going to do, just because we still got a little time left, I think, we should do one more thing.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. So, am I the a-hole? Dun, dun, dun.
Not always.
No, but going from, you know, fiancés and stuff, we're going to go to husbands. And I feel really bad for her, but I get what's going on.
Oh, okay.
So she says, am I the a-hole for leaving my husband in the grocery store because he started acting like a toddler? Reading this, I thought, like, he threw a tantrum.
Yeah, that's what immediately I thought. Or, like, knocking stuff off the shelves.
So I'm going to read what all started. So we all go through these phases where we pick up annoying habits, and sometimes we just need to tell our loved ones to, you know, gently tell us that we've picked up this particular, you know, egregious habit.
Okay.
So sometime in the last year, my husband had picked up a funny habit where he talks like a baby. And at first it was funny, but passed into embarrassing, cringeworthy behavior pretty quickly. For example, he says doggo, pupper, woofer, subwoofer, pibble, hootie boy, Peepo, Burb, Meow Meow, Sammy, Sandwiches, Sammy Whammy, Cheeky Nuggies, Cheeky Tendies, adding a toddler-esque lisp to words. And the ones that really gets gross are the childish euphemisms for genitalia or sex. So I will say doggo, but I don't say like doggo. Like I like
my brother says doggo all the time.
It's because it's an internet like trend thing. Joke.
My boyfriend says chicken tendies, chicken nuggies all nuggies. The time.
And that kind of, I think, really gained a lot of popularity with the whole Baby Yoda memes.
Oh, really?
Because it's like, I want chicken nuggies and chalky milk. Like, I'll say it, like, jokingly, but I don't, like, I'm not saying it all the time.
Like, yeah. I mean, jokingly or not, you're still you're still saying it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I don't think I'm saying it as often as this person is. So, let's go on. I cannot emphasize this enough, and it's not endearing or sexy to have my husband talk about my boobies or his wiener or his weenie and wee-wee and hoo-haws and bajingos. Nostalgia for Scrubs be damned. We have not had sex for 6 months because he cannot stop talking about my boobies and it makes me sick. I think, like, if you're just, like, referring
that's
to it casually,
so funny.
It's, it's like, oh, my wiener, I got kicked in my wiener. You know, I think that's funny. Or just, like,
I didn't know hoo-ha was about. I call my hoo-ha my hoo-ha all the time.
But are you saying that, like, in the throes of passion to be sexy?
Probably. I don't really know what I call. I never say, like, like, well, I don't nobody, say that either.
Well, like, I'm sure you're saying, like, other words that we're not going to say.
I don't even, like come
if
think
I'm
going
to say that word, if I'm going to refer to that area, I'm going to say the word that you probably hear in a porn video.
Does it rhyme with wussy?
Yes.
Oh, see, I don't even think I really say that much in the throes of that in the throes of passion.
I think it depends on the dude.
Now like I'm like, I gotta ask my boyfriend what I say.
But like, I'm not gonna, in the throes of passion, I'm not gonna use the word for like birds, the boobies. There's a type of bird called the boobies. Like, I'm not gonna say that, like, in like trying to be sexy.
Will you
or
say
whatever.
Boobs though? Boobs are fine.
I use a different word that we also can't say.
Does it rhyme with
bits?
Okay, yeah.
So that sort of thing, like, I get it. Like, if I think in like casual conversation, it's fine. But if you're trying to be sexy, like, I hate it. Like, I had a friend of mine, like, we had hooked up once, and I can't say the word, but the term he used to refer to my girl bits,
yeah,
was so unattractive. I'm like, dude,
what's it rhyme with?
Scooter.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, what? That is not sexy.
God, I don't know why weenie just cracks me
it's
up.
It's funny. Like, like, I think it's a fun word, but not like when you're trying, like, again, not in the throes of passion.
I'm trying to do it.
It's like, I think I even saw a meme. It's like, you'll say yes, yes, but you'll never say yep. Imagine just saying yep during sex. Yep, yep.
Now I want to try it.
You go right ahead.
Yep, yep.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So just before the pandemic hit, we were out at a restaurant with some friends, and he actually ordered a Chicky Sammy. Like, the exact phrase, Chicky Sammy.
Like, I love this guy.
I want to know how he's saying it, because I'm just like...
He probably said it to Kate. May I please have a chicken Sammy?
But if it's like, hey, just get a chicken Sammy. Because I've heard people call him like Sammys or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think, I'm pretty sure he's like, I want a Chicky Sammy. Like, I'm sure he said it with like a toddler voice.
Like how people talk to their babies.
Or dogs.
Yeah.
It's like, look, it's totally fine that he ordered a chicken sandwich. That's not the issue. Our friends noticed the baby talk because he insisted on continuing the joke and even started talking with the god-awful toddler, like, voice accent, yep. Is they weren't really sure how to phrase it. So after that, I just couldn't stomach the idea of going out with him to adult places. I'd go to breweries with my friends, but God forbid he join me and say, me wanty, not the beer or something. Not the beer. Like, yeah. Me wanty. It's like, okay, dude.
Chill.
I don't know where it came from, and I don't know why he's doing this, and it finally hit my limit when we were grocery shopping, and everything seemed normal and fine until he gasped like a little kid, ran to the ice cream section, and screamed up and down, ice cream, I want chalky wit.
I want chalky.
Yeah. I was mortified. People were staring at him. He kept going on, can we get popsicles? And I just either talk to me like an adult or I'm leaving. He started saying, oh, you must be fun at parties. Lighten up, will ya? And like that. And I just said, F it, and left the store, leaving him to walk home. It's like a mile. It's fine. Because I couldn't even look at him. Since then, things have been very tense. And he keeps telling me that he wants an apology for embarrassing him and leaving him at the store. I told him that people don't get to demand apologies. If somebody wants to apologize, it's up to them. And I absolutely am not going to apologize for saving myself the embarrassment of a 35-year-old man with a mortgage and a retirement account asking for chocolate ice cream. He got his effing mom involved, no joke. She keeps telling me it's just a phase, that he'll probably be bored, and I should be happy that this is his midlife crisis rather than banging 19-year-olds at a local bar. Am I going crazy? Am I the a-hole? Do I really just need to let my husband continuously embarrass me like this?
Yikes.
So there's a couple edits and other information. Sorry, there's only so much space. I have talked to him multiple times, especially about the sexual comments, and I've made it extremely abundantly clear that him using terms like boobies and wee-wee are absolutely repulsive to me, among other things. And does he have a job? Yes. And he acts completely normal, as far as I know. He needs work from home for a while during the lockdown, and I've never heard him talk like this to anyone he's worked with. And does he do it with friends? Sometimes it's generally meant to annoy them or gross them out, but he stops. He has friends where they think it's cute to embarrass each other. Like, they'll mess with each other.
Yeah.
And they said, is this a kink or a fetish? It's like, if so, I'm absolutely done. Like, it's like, because they're getting it pushed up upon them. He's like, has he seen a doctor? No, but I've asked him if he needed to talk to somebody because he's acting strange, and he's accused me of being stuck up and judgmental. Given that he doesn't act like this with his coworkers or his family and only jokes around with his friends, I'm willing to bet that this is an indication that he's trying to force this fetish on me unconsciously or trying to get me to leave. It's like, is it a tumor? Somebody asks. I don't know. Like I said above, I asked him if he needed to see somebody, and I can't force him even if I want to. Just find out if there's any way we can salvage this. But after this post closes, I'm going to try to get him to. Maybe his sister can encourage him, even though he acts completely normal around them. And does he have childhood trauma? As far as she knows, you know, they're a relatively close family. And the most traumatic thing was just a car accident. But there's nothing that would indicate
anything like that. Yeah.
But yeah, they're comments that don't matter. So this person says, man, by the title, I assume he just threw a temper tantrum or something. This was so much worse. I have no idea how you put up with it as long as you have, not the a-hole. And your husband needs some professional interference ASAP.
Yeah, dude, that's weird. I would suggest therapy.
I think,
like, maybe even like just on him, but like maybe suggest going to couples therapy first. So then it's like, babe, this is obviously a problem between you and me, and I'm here with you. So let's go together and try to figure it out. Because if you're getting so turned off by it and you're checking out, then y'all need to get some help.
And she's like, does he just want me to leave? Is that the thing? I think it might be like some sort of I know people, it's fetish implies sex, right? Yeah. But some people just have it as like their coping mechanism, or that's just what they like to do. Like they have, they lead normal lives and they'll just go home and they'll do like the baby stuff, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's curl up with a blanket, some people will have pacifiers.
Suck on your thumb, that
like,
kind of stuff.
That sort of thing, even though they're adults.
Like, drink it's just, milk from a bottle.
Exactly. And like, no judgment. That's what, I mean, you're not doing anything to hurt anybody. Everything that you do with anybody else is consensual and stuff. Like, they have perfectly normal relationships. That's just a thing they do.
They find comfort in that.
Yeah. And like, everyone has comfort in other things. So who am I to judge, or any of us to judge, what you do for comfort? That being said, if you're pushing it on somebody else, especially without actually talking to them, and after they've told you, knock it off.
Well, it's so weird because it's like, he's not making her talk like that or anything. So he's just doing it.
Well, because then I think it's not so much that he wants her to talk like that, because if he's the baby, quote unquote, or the child.
Yeah.
Then you would want the mommy, right?
Yeah, but she's not even like, but she's like, maybe him even talking like that is giving him some type of comfort, even though she's not liking it.
And
right?
Yeah. And I think, I mean, you're married. You need to discuss this, especially with therapy. Like,
This is tough, though. And, like, it's weird that he, like, obviously has control over it if he's not doing it at work and, like, around his family. But then just does. But maybe he thinks, like, he finds the he's most comfortable around her and thinks, like, I can do whatever in front of her and she'll still love me.
But at the same time, if you're being told knock it off and you're not having sex for, like, 6 months because of it, don't you think you would knock it off a little?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like she's making it very clear that she's not a fan of this and it's not funny anymore and he needs to stop, and he's not.
Some other person writes, at this point, I'm wondering if it's a fetish. It's either a fetish or he's deliberately pissing you off. Either way, you made it clear you don't like it, and I'm sorry he's being such a D. I think couples counseling is the only option, or therapy just for you to work it out if you want to stay married to a baby-talking douche nozzle.
Yeah, That's a really tough one.
I love some of the like very passive, jokey suggestions, though. It's like, I want the original poster to play along and bring home a really tall, hunky guy and tell the baby that this is her, this is that, this is her daddy, and they're going upstairs to have adult fun now. Bye-bye, baby. Enjoy your cartoons.
Enjoy your Chucky ice cream.
Oh, man. I love this one, too. It's like, nah, I'd show up to his work with diapers and demand to change him in for going poo-poo and see how he handles that in front of all his coworkers.
Oh, man. That might head to divorce real quick.
So somebody asked, like, is this possibly, like, something that happened during the pandemic, like, where he's just kind of cracking?
Yeah, when did this start?
She says, I can definitely trace this back to before the pandemic, unfortunately. Started using childish terms like pupper or chicky nuggies about a year ago, which is kind of around the time, like, chicky nuggies, I think, like I said, around Baby Yoda time.
Yeah.
The pupper thing I get is a normal for people who spend a lot of time on the internet, and it escalated quickly. At times, I regret that I laughed at it the first few times because it's honestly getting absurd. A grown man talking like a baby, and then he ran with it. Yeah, like...
Maybe he thinks it's still funny, and she's just being, like, overreacting.
Right.
And, like, just keeps pushing her buttons because he thinks it's funny, but then...
Right, but if she's telling you knock it off to the point where, like, I will leave you, like, leave you at the store, and she did, like, oh, that should have been your wake-up call instead of, like, you need to apologize to me.
Yeah, maybe therapy or a divorce might be the wake-up call. Right. Unless it's actually, like, a real problem.
Like, yeah, and I know, like, and that's kind of one of the things, like, I get, like, some of these words are, like, internet memes and lingos and stuff like that, like chicken tendies, doggo, pupper, and bajingos. That's from Scrubs, and I'll call it like that. Like, instead of Eskimo sisters, I'll call it bajingo sisters.
Oh, bajingo.
And I got that from Scrubs.
Like, yeah.
It's that joke, but he's just continuously doing it and not knocking it off.
Oh,
and someone's like, not the a-hole, and the mother-in-law saying you're lucky is just horrible. It's like, yeah, you're lucky he's not cheating on you, a teenager. That's weird and gross.
Yeah, that was very strange. Could you imagine, though, like, if you get, you're getting a divorce and then people ask, like, oh, what happened? Like, why did you get a divorce? And, like, this was the reason. That is so weird.
They're like, well, why couldn't you work it out? I would have been like, you know what? He's just banging 19-year-olds. There you go.
He keeps talking about his weenie.
Mm-hmm. So somebody else writes, not the a-hole, what the actual F? My boyfriend and I are in our 30s and we'll admit that our speech can be fairly young. There are doggos, things with, you know, crunch and our pet names for each other, similar cutesy derivative, you know, but that's, you know, at home and we're both down for it. What boggles my mind is when people say, I can't believe you're making a big deal about X, when the issue is actually, I have told you repeatedly that X actions bother me a lot, but you keep doing it. Why aren't you respecting my boundaries? Legit, though, I feel like he needs some individual counseling.
Yeah, that is for sure.
And if it's a fetish, you know, like, he needs to be upfront with it or go to therapy and see where this fetish came from. And if he wants this to be a thing, then cool. But he has to find a willing participant. And maybe his wife is not going to be that person and they're not meant to be together.
Oh, man. It's
it's tough.
It's tough and, like, crazy. It just, like, randomly started happening.
I'm trying to think, like, what's, like, the most random kind of, like, reason, like, that really annoyed you from, like, a dude, whether it was the way they said something or something they would do, and you're just like, oh god, no, I'm done. It's like the tiniest dumb deal breaker. Like, I mean, this isn't tiny because it's upsetting, the fact that he won't knock it off.
Well, yeah, and the fact that they're married.
Right, but I'm just trying to think of something like this, like how you were saying, it's like, wait, you guys broke up over that?
Yeah, I don't know, because I feel like I'm very upfront with things that I like and don't like, mm-hmm. and usually they're pretty receptive of it.
Right. But I'm picturing, like, you are the kind of person, you're very black and white. You're like, you cross me or you mess up.
You die.
You die. You're dead to me.
You're dead.
That being said, like, I feel like if you're, let's say this was a thing, like your boyfriend started doing this and you're like, you need to knock it off. And he kept doing it. You're like, look, I already said I don't like it. And you keep doing it. We're like, I can feel you being like, no, that's not OK.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
shutting it down.
She would probably be out if she wasn't married.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was married, I would definitely be like, we are going to a therapist tomorrow. Yes. Like, there is no.
And she doesn't bring up kids, so I don't think they have kids, because then you could probably blame it on the kids. Like, you're just used to using this terminology.
Oh, like with the children, mm-hmm. or their dog or something. Mm-hmm. I know, but there still should be that fine line, especially when, like, you're in the bedroom.
Right. I don't know. Because I'm like, somebody makes fun of, like, I've gotten made fun of because I use the word potty. Like, oh, I'm going to the potty,
yeah.
And stuff.
I hate
and I don't realize I do it just because
But you've been doing that even before Prince Migs was in your life.
No, I know. I've always just called it that. I never really thought of anything different. Like, nobody's ever, like...
Do you even, like, do that, like, out at restaurants or something?
Yeah, I'm going to the potty or the bathroom. Like, I'll interchange them. It's not like I use it every single time.
Do you ask the waiter or waitress where the potty is?
I don't think I do.
Do you have? Did you have a significant other that didn't like that, though? Did they say that?
No, I think somebody just jokingly called me out on it. It wasn't a significant other. It was a friend. It's like, going to the potty, huh? What, are you five? Kind of a thing. It wasn't anything like...
You're like, maybe?
Like, yes.
Don't hate.
It's like, please order me some chicken tendies.
Hey, some chicken tendies.
But is there any kind of weird small reason like this, quote unquote small, like that really irked you? Or like, what would you say to this person? Or why do you think this person's acting the way they are?
Yeah.
I am very fascinated. And as well as, what did you think about the engagement ring story? Would you, if you were engaged to somebody, would you expect the ring back? Or would you give the ring back? Or are you like me, like with the weird juju, don't touch the engagement ring?
Yeah, do not put other people's rings on because you're scared.
No, I'm just like, I don't want to jinx you.
Yeah.
Like, what if I put this on and like your engagement falls apart? Like, then I get blamed for
it. It's all Vicky's fault.
It's all my fault. I touched the ring.
No.
It's like the whole Hobbit thing. It's like, it's your precious, not mine.
My precious.
We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.